Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Sea Devils number 33. Cover date January-February 1967. Cover price 12 cents. Cover artist Howard Purcell and Jack Adler. Edited by George Cashton. Featuring The Secret of the Sinister Sea Wolf. Writer unknown. Art by Howard Purcell and Sheldon Maldolph. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go, go.
See how the fluffy clouds move by us.
See how the clouds move by.
See how the morning mist can hide us away.
Hide us away.
And now is so much fun.
What? Ocean liner and a cargo ship are robbed by a costumed pirate known as the Sea Wolf. When the Sea Devils begin their search, Sea Wolf captures them with amazing technology and brings them to his underwater headquarters, revealing that the advanced technology was created by a sentient computer called Man-Sheen. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
I'm a big bad wolf, I'm always on the prowl. Look out, little chick, when you hear me growl. When a wolf gets hungry, he's a sneaking and a roving. Watch out, good girl, I'm a wolf in sneaking.
Ah, was ist gutes Wetter, ja?
Ja. Es ist. Gutes Wetter?
Ja.
Ja?
Ja.
Wir haben gutes Wetter.
Wir haben sehr gutes Wetter.
Ja.
Das Wetter ist sehr gut.
Ja, es ist warm.
Ja. Und windig.
Ja.
Ja, und sonntagisch.
Sunnyish. Uh-huh. Sunday-ish?
Yes, Sunday. It is Sunday, so yeah. I got that right. You know, German was my best language back in the day. Even when I took French, I could only think in German.
Well, you know what they say, if you what? Don't use it, you lose it.
That's true, but I do use it every time I read a Blackhawks comic or a Sergeant Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Too bad we're not reading those today.
No, today we're reading Sea Devils.
Yeah.
Right?
Remember when Sea Devils had all kinds of, like, terrific manfish and Neptimus, the giant underwater robot headquarters?
Well, we do have Sea Wolf today.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's not the same.
No, it's not.
No.
No.
Not even any international Sea Devils. Anyway, how's your weekend been?
The weekend has been very nice.
Yeah?
Very, very nice, yes.
We went to a brewery yesterday.
Yes.
Where I ruined my digestive system.
You sure did. We each split a 14-inch pizza?
Which normally, I know listeners are going to think that's no challenge to any of them, but, you know, I've been on the Big Z.
Yeah.
Zepbound.
Yeah.
It's like Ozempic, only just for fat people, not for diabetics.
It's playing heck with your system, or hell with your system right now.
After I've been on it for like 3 months with no problem, and then out of the blue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible side effects.
Yeah. Yeah. Really bad for you. So it's really
bad. I mean,
bad.
I am losing weight, so it's not that bad.
You are losing weight, but I'm a little worried.
Why?
Well, you seem kind of sluggish.
Yes.
And lots of burps.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I've always been sluggish, in fairness.
In fairness.
As long as you've known me. And yeah. According to the Reddit boards, it's all perfectly normal.
Will it pass?
Yes.
Okay.
Just good. As soon as I drop all the weight and get off the drug.
Oh my God.
I kid.
Okay. Well, yeah, it's been a good weekend. We had a nice restful weekend, and I can't think of anything exceptional, except I took both the dogs for a nice long walk yesterday, and they seemed to really enjoy it.
You straightened out the garage, which has been on your wish list for 30 years?
No, Wednesday I took the day off from work and straightened out the garage just as a focusing activity. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. You joined the church choir.
Yes, I did that this morning. Yes.
I went to the farmer's market, didn't I?
Did you, after church?
Yes.
Oh.
Who do you think I saw?
Who?
Famed storyteller Adam Booth.
How is Adam?
Just fine.
Oh, wow.
He was sitting on the wall. I told him no loitering.
Oh, of course. Yes, that wall has a tendency to capture people, doesn't mm-hmm. it? Yeah.
And I bought 2 heirloom tomatoes and 1/2 pound of wild mushrooms, which remain crunchy after you cook them.
Oh.
Going to make soup.
Wonderful. I was wondering where those beautiful tomatoes came from.
I turned up my nose at the fuzzy mushrooms, which looked like moldy cauliflower.
Oh.
Even though they were advertised as having a sweeter flavor.
Okay.
But I don't know these people. I don't know where they plucked the mushrooms from.
They might have
just creeped around behind their house in the alleyway.
Who knows? My goodness. Wow. Well, it sounds like we've had a nice weekend.
I should say so. Yeah. Let's continue the trend.
Shall we?
Now we have the windows open, which means you're going to be distracted by any foot traffic that goes by.
Are you talking to me, or to yourself?
Not me, because I can't see anything.
Yeah.
All I see is a tree. Oh, we saw the northern lights, didn't we?
We sure did. Now, we didn't see them with our naked eyes.
No, you can only see it with the iPhone camera, but...
Yeah. But wow. Holding it up there and just looking at it was amazing.
I know. What if that's been the way all along? Like, people only see it through cameras, through all of recorded history, and we've been so impressed by... Hey, let's go to Iceland, see the northern lights, but we could have just seen it all from our backyard the whole time.
Well, in fairness, anytime that we read of a large solar flare, we should probably hit the interwebs and see if other people are seeing. I didn't realize we could do that. But we saw northern lights once in Montana with our eyes.
Yeah, but they weren't very impressive.
No, they weren't. But imagine if we had just lifted up our phones.
We didn't even think of it. It's like...
What is it? What is it about it? Is it that it filters light a certain way?
I'm sure it absorbs more light than the human eye can.
Okay, yeah.
It's like the literary Emerald City, isn't it? Not the movie version.
Okay.
In the book, they go to the Emerald City, and when they go in the gates, they have to put on green-tinted glasses. And that makes everything look like emerald, but it's not really made of emeralds. It's just a plain city.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
They don't tell you that in the movie.
No. Is that part of the hoax?
The humbuggery of the wizard, yes.
The wizard? To make people look through special glasses to believe that they're living in a special place?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
Huh.
It's all uncovered by the wizard's little handmaiden, Julia Jam.
Hmm. What do you know?
I know everything about Oz. You can ask me anything.
Okay. So let's talk about the Sea Devil, shall we?
Oh, you're not going to ask me about Oz?
No. No. How many books are there?
Canonically, I believe 50.
Okay, yeah. I'm not asking you about Oz.
First trans character in children's literature, Princess Ozma.
Really?
Yes. She's disguised as a boy all of her childhood, and then she becomes a girl. Poof.
Wow.
Yeah.
Huh. What about the witch that can change her heads?
She's not a witch. That's Princess Languidere. She was made a witch in the movie Return to Oz, but in the film, she's a princess of Ev.
Oh, okay.
A neighboring kingdom to the Land of Oz, across the shifting sands.
Okay.
I believe it's east of Oz.
Oh.
But I'd have to check my map for that.
Huh. I looked to the wall. It's not on the wall, is it?
Well, that's a map of Narnia. That's what you're thinking of on
Narnia.
The wall. So,
okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
It's a very different kind of a place. Sea devils.
Yes.
Number 33.
Mm-hmm.
They're trapped in the underwater lair of
the Sea Wolf.
Very uninspiring cover.
Yeah, look at Sea Wolf's human eyes.
Yeah.
She looks like she's been hitting the bong a lot.
Yeah. To be clear, Seawolf is a man with a little what do you call that mustache? Fu Manchu? No.
Nope. Nope. Kind of that's not a mustache. Well, that's shading.
No, there's a mustache inside.
Oh, then what do you call that kind of mustache?
Like a John Waters kind of mustache?
Yeah, like a little, I would say a French waiter mustache. I don't know what
that's called. Yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Very, very neat, very small, very thin, cleanly kept.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
With a giant pelt of a wolf on his head.
I'm sure that's very comfortable.
Underwater, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, did you see the bow of his submarine?
It's a giant wolf head. To that.
Yeah.
Sea Devils, as you know, are Dane, Biff, Judy, and Nikki. Judy and Nikki are siblings.
Mm-hmm.
And they traverse the seven seas fighting crime and wolves. They have an international team of sea devils and an underwater giant robot headquarters named Neptimus, who was in mythology the world's first skin diver.
Okay.
Dane's father is secretly Captain X, who has to remain in his submarine because he's poisoned by radiation. And Dane's in love with Judy, and rival for his affection is Manfish, who is clearly Prince Namor the Submariner, but only he has green skin and he can turn into sea creatures.
Oh, okay.
Is it coming back to you now?
Yes, it is, actually, except for the Prince Namor. Is he a DC character or a Marvel character?
Marvel. You know the Submariner. He's got little ankle wings.
Oh, yes, yes. So it's their version of that.
Yes. Yeah. And, of course, Prince Namor is in love with the Invisible Woman of the Fantastic Four.
Oh.
It's all parallel.
Okay.
A slight warning to all sea fans who have watched the famed Sea Devils do battle with one menace after another, down where the ocean jealously hides its secrets. Look out for the big kicker now coming up. You're not going to guess the ending, I bet. And we're not about to spring it on you until you don your scubas and witness
the secret of the sinister Sea Wolf.
Wolf.
Seawolf and all his gang are wearing fur costumes.
Oh, my God. Undersea. Well, I mean, they're not. They're in a.
I was never clear if they're actually swimming in these wolf costumes because that uncomfortable.
Yes, they don't actually swim in their costumes.
That's good.
But the sea devils are fighting wearing flippers.
Yeah. At least they're not punching full strength underwater like Batman does.
Actually, only one of the sea devils is wearing flippers.
You're right.
Which one? The dark-haired one?
That would be Dane.
Dane.
Dane Dorrance. He's the leader.
Look, as someone who grew up in Florida and would go snorkeling quite often, it's not easy to even walk in flippers, much less fight in flippers.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's had plenty of practice because that's actually his feet. He was born with flippers.
Would have been so hard coming out of his mother, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially if he was a breech. We join the action on a magnificent private yacht plying through calm water, which carries the absolute cream of high society on an unforgettable pleasure cruise. Pleasure is in quotation marks. Does that mean it's not really fun?
Well, it's fun for someone, but not all of them.
Not
some
the crew, I bet.
Some of the fun-loving, wealthy passengers, does that say passengers? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Engage in a little shuffleboard. As a former Floridian, I have done a couple of these pastimes, deep sea fishing and shuffleboard. And shuffleboard is possibly the most boring sport ever invented.
And yet these millionaires seem to be enjoying it.
What else are they going to do on the top of the deck of a ship?
Well, they could do deep sea fishing or they could pose for pictures like this gal here in her cute little red business
Mame Dennis
suit number. But suddenly, the luxury craft sails into what appears to be an ordinary, though totally unexpected, fog bank.
But if this is an ordinary fog, why do the passengers suddenly become motionless, like statues?
I don't know.
Let's turn the page and find out.
I do like the attention to detail that they just photostatted the drawings from the panels above to make them still as statues
in
the panels below. And who is the strange figure boarding the stricken ship? What kind of voice does he have, do you think?
Is he German?
I don't know. He calls his henchmen laddies. Maybe he's Scottish.
Oh, God.
Do we dare attempt?
Do you dare attempt a Scottish accent? Oh, that's hard.
Ha ha, come aboard, laddies. Oh, the jewel crop is ripe for harvesting by the seawolf.
There's a lot of enunciation going on there. The Scottish accent does sound something like that, but it's faster.
Uh-huh.
And they drop a lot of those consonants or soften them, so it's quite difficult to understand.
Okay, let's see.
Now you sound like my neighbors in Cuba. I'm the Cuban neighbors in Miami.
I was just going with, Greer Garson, Random Harvest, Scottish.
Oh, wow.
When she's singing that.
The little ditty? Yeah. He goes, but make, oh God, I don't know if I, but make.
Can you do Connery?
Who?
Connery.
But. Make haste, Wolfpack.
That's it.
The fog ash will soon wear off.
Luckily, he's hired his henchmen from Long Island. Boy, what easy pickings, boss. A fortune in sparklers.
When they come to, they won't know what hit them. They'll remember nothing, thanks to our nose filters. Wait. When they come to, they won't know what hit them. They'll remember nothing, thanks to our nose filters. We're immune.
But observing the theft are four familiar figures on another craft, not far distant, the famed Sea Devils.
Dane. Yay. Dane, what an unusual fog around that ship, especially on a bright, sunny day like this.
Yes, Judy, a little bit too unusual to ignore.
Moments later, as a scuba foursome scrambles aboard.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. There they are wearing flippers.
Yeah. Everybody's standing around like nothing's happening, except these guys in wolf suits.
They've been ennobilized. Ennobilized? I mean immobilized, Nikki. Just like we're going to immobilize these crooks. Ha,
we'll see about that, interlopers. He goes, my compliments. My compliments, sea devils. But you should know that the sea wolf protects his wolf pack.
Look out, Dane. This kook is shooting something at us.
Speaking of immobilizing somehow, how does that feel, huh? But you can't reply, can you? I cannot do his
accent. Okay.
You can't reply, can you? You can't so much as move a muscle.
We got all the sparklers now, boss. What now?
We make our departure no use hanging around for encores. I guess we showed the sea devils, huh, boss? They'll think twice before they get in our way again.
Now, these gentlemen are leaping into their submersible vehicle, which has
an anatomically correct wolf head.
Yes, covered with fur, a fearsome visage.
Wouldn't water pool up in the mouth and create drag in the front of the ship?
I'm just thinking about the mold when it surfaces and the stink.
Oh, and the algae, not mold, algae and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just covered in... I mean, it doesn't strike fear into the hearts of people, I suppose. It wouldn't. What the hell?
Again, nice attention to detail, because in the bottom panel, the sea devils are still immobilized in the same positions that they were up in the top panel, but drawn from a different angle.
Well, yeah, they look like they're dancing the jig.
The Watusi.
Yeah.
Now, Seawolf warns that one lesson is not enough. No.
That's Irish.
One
lesson is not enough. Oh, let's
see. One lesson is not enough for the sea devils.
Oh, no, that's Cockney. Wait, let's see. One lesson is not enough for the sea devils. They'll try again to stop us, and that's exactly what I want them to do. Oh, that's Irish.
No.
God, I want them to take apart like they've never been taken apart before. But you know what?
What
I think we're just going to have to abandon the Scottish accent. How can we work on our Scottish accents?
Well, we'll have to get one of those tapes that teaches actors how to do different accents.
Do you remember when I auditioned
for
the summer season of Merry-Go-Round Playhouse for Titanic?
Yes.
And they asked me to come back. They called me back and asked me to sing for the role of Barrett.
Yes.
But he comes from North England. And so I had to do a North England accent.
Yes.
Which is, it's an uneducated sort of you know, unrefined English accent. It was hard. So what did I do? I went to the Maryland Library and checked out, because they actually had these resources, cassette tapes on dialects. No, no, I was in New York. I went to an actor's bookstore. That's what I did. And I bought cassette tapes on, and they had all these different dialects that you could buy. And I bought one for North England and listened on the train and listened on the train and practiced and practiced. And then I did that. It was, you know, instead of saying the word something, like something, something, you know, and you had to bring it all forward and talk like, no, I'm not doing it right. It's been years since I tried it. So, but anyway, it was an interesting placement.
Didn't you ask someone what TV character you could emulate and they said Bubble from Ab Fab?
That makes sense. Bubble would have been, yeah, she would have been that.
Well, let's do Bubble. Seawolf is Bubble.
Well, Seawolf is Bubble?
Yeah.
You dolt. One lesson is never enough. One lesson is never enough for the sea devils. That's... I can't.
No.
Oh, my God. Have we reached the end of our library of accents?
I think we have.
Let's
rededicate ourselves. All those tapes are surely on YouTube by now.
Right? I'm going to learn a Scottish accent.
I'm going to learn one accent a day.
Oh, good luck with that. Okay.
Shortly afterwards, aboard the yacht, eek, my jewels are gone.
So are mine. But who could have taken them?
It must be these people. They weren't invited on the cruise. They look poor. Where did they come from?
They look poor. Hold it. We came aboard to help you and got hit with the same mysterious gas that KO'd you. We're the sea devils.
How do we know you're not clever impersonators? I hear all poor people can impersonate sea devils.
Oh, you just stand back, little man. Yeah, until we check you birds out, we'd better put you under civilian arrest.
That's a civilian arrest. That's not a thing, Richie Rich.
Citizen's arrest.
No, wait, we've got to go after the men who raided this ship, and I've got an idea how we can prove our innocence.
You, with a camera. Were you taking movies with a camera?
Absolutely, good man, but what's that got to do with it?
The gas that hit us would affect a human being, but not a mechanism. Well, isn't that clever? This mechanism might have continued operating, so let's develop the film, then run it off the projector.
That's fair enough. This ship has everything, including a dark room, old man. Let's get to work.
So after the film has been developed, this is where you first thought you sailed into a fog, except that it was gas.
While you were completely immobilized, your real culprit came aboard. He calls himself the Sea Wolf.
Then his wolf pack came aboard. And you can see what happened after that.
Great guns, he's right. It was that costumed crook who robbed us.
And that's when we came aboard. We tried to fight them off.
All right, we've seen enough. you sea devils don't have to worry. We're convinced, but what happens next?
Outside, as the sea devils prepare to depart. We don't know what will happen, but we hope to be on hand when it does happen. Meanwhile, better radio the Coast Guard. Sorry about your jewels.
Look at Judy. She's such an idiot. You can't just jump into the ocean like that.
No, you have to jump backwards. Deck of,
well, or hold your nose or something. She's going to smack her head on the surface of the water.
Face mask is going to smack her face really hard.
Right, she's going to break her nose.
Yeah.
She's never been the brightest light.
They don't jump into the water with their face masks on. They don't.
Well, look at Nikki's doing it right.
Right.
He's climbing down slowly.
Yeah, he's also talking.
Sure.
Yeah, we can't cover the whole ocean. Somebody else will have to keep an eye peeled for the sea wolf and his wolf pack.
But already the wolf sub is on the trail of another victim. Now, this sub's wolf head is as big as the rest of the sub. Why doesn't it just nosedive into the floor of the ocean?
Look how the fish are reacting.
I know.
To it. Turning their eyes.
We better call Aquaman. Now, they're following a ship liner.
I think that's for perspective.
What?
The giant head of the wolf.
I mean, I did compliment the artist earlier on his attention to detail, but on the whole, I don't think he's that gifted.
Okay.
This is art by Howard Purcell.
Oh.
Who's at this point in his career? He's been working a while.
Okay. I wonder if he was just sitting there muttering to himself, can't believe I had to draw this stupid thing.
Can I put
a goddamn Superman wolf head on top of a sit at the front of a thing. How the hell is it supposed to look? And what about, who cares about the drag? Nobody cares. It's just going to be read by 7-year-olds.
Jimmy, bring me another martini. Now, do you hear this sound? Tick, tick.
Yes.
Tick, tick.
The supercomputer is tracking a gold synth.
Are you sure you hear it?
Yes.
Tick.
Yeah, I...
Tick.
I'm literally feet from you.
What is that sound?
The supercomputer is tracking a gold scent. It reacts to any gold within a 50-mile radius. Now, up periscope.
I never knew gold had a scent. Although, Uncle Scrooge can smell it. Like, he can smell it like other cartoon characters can smell up high pooing pie window. On the windowsill. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this liner they're tracking is full of gold, as detected by the gold scent tracker. And it's all alone because an escort would give away the fact that something valuable is aboard. However, our fog gas won't work this time. The gas would dissipate in the air before it circulated throughout such a large ship. But I have another plan in mind. Full speed ahead. We'll sail right under the liner and give her the surprise of her life.
I'll say.
Swiftly, the wolf sub overtakes the liner and releases a plastic bubble. The ocean liner is encased now.
In a giant plastic bubble.
Giant plastic bubble. They fire their guns against the bubble, and it's no use. Their guns are helpless.
The ocean liner has a gun?
The ocean liner does have a gun, yes.
Hmm. Guns, plural.
Guns. I guess it's some sort of military vessel, because they're dressed in uniforms. The dress whites, looks like.
It would not be unusual for the crew of the ocean liner to wear uniforms. They would officially be in the merchant marines.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, at this time in the 60s, they would have been wearing some sort of uniform. Yes. I mean, and even now, it's common for crew, let's say cruise ship. Uh-huh. It's common for the navigating crew to wear uniforms. Though not what you would typically see in the Navy. Something that sets them apart from everybody else. Not something dressy, but they would have a standard uniform. And then the captain would wear his uniform, his formal uniform, for special occasions.
Like dinner?
Right.
With selected guests?
Yes.
I'm sure I've talked about my childhood neighbor, Mr. Topping, who was in the Merchant Marines in the 1920s and sailed the South China Seas. Can you think of anything more exciting?
Is that where we got the table?
Yes, our lovely
Camphorwood table?
Yes,
yeah.
Camphorwood coffee table, which came from China. It's got a dragon carved right in it.
It's the envy of anyone who comes to our home.
I'll say.
Yeah, that and our three-legged mid-century modern table.
Well, you better not mention that in case you know who is listening.
Oh, yeah.
No worry of that, my sister. She'll never listen. She wants that table worse than anything.
She'll get it someday.
I suppose. Now, as everybody knows, bubbles are supposed to rise. But this one is sinking to the horror of the passengers aboard the liner inside it. Now, the liner crew assumes they've been caught by aliens who came from another world and landed in the sea. Usually the simplest explanation is the one. Captured aliens. By aliens.
Well, in this world, I'm sure that could happen. Don't they have Superman and all those super friends in this world?
But listen to someone says, that's got to be the answer because our science hasn't developed enough to pull a stunt like this. Of course it has. You've got lexophones on every corner. You've got pneumatic mail tubes traversing the city.
You've got a Martian.
A Martian?
Yeah.
Of course anybody can make a giant plastic bubble and pull a ship down to the bottom.
Well, someone has.
Actually. I know.
Yeah.
You know who could do this? Mira.
Mara.
Okay. Well, she's the queen of the seas. She is from another dimension, so I guess that would check if they called her an alien.
But she can control water.
She can make water hard.
Oh, okay.
Among other things. Could it be, indeed, an alien mind controlling a tremendous super electromagnetic device that was reared from the sea's floor? If not alien, then what?
Oh, my God.
Not in an eon.
I hope they stop their propellers. Otherwise, they'd be constantly bumping into the front of the bubble.
I would be like one of those things you get inside. Balls you get inside are rolled out.
Like a hamster ball.
Like a hamster ball. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not in an eon could the hapless passengers and crewmen aboard the trapped liner even begin to guess what is about to occur. And not in any eon will they forget it. We're going down deeper, deeper.
Would you like to get inside one of those giant plastic, not plastic, but inflatable hamster balls and go down a hill?
It sounds fun. But
you could not control the speed.
No.
Or the bouncing if you hit
right.
Something. Yeah.
I'm sure if you're a child and you heal quickly, it would be a lot of fun. But I remember not so long ago being an adult, and they had an adult bouncy house
yes.
at an event we were attending.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, how jolly. Let's all go in the adult bouncy house. And I almost died of a heart attack. That was so much work. I've never been so hot or winded. Remember?
I do.
Oh, it was
where
terrible.
Was that?
Florida? At a previous institution where oh, we okay. taught.
Yes, I do remember.
Yeah, it was Florida. That was half the problem because it was a billion degrees and
yeah.
90% humidity.
Yeah.
So this big magnet of some sort is pulling the ship down. They reach the bottom of the ocean, and now they are going beneath the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, like something's opening up and they're going beneath the floor of the ocean.
Could it be some weird kind of civilization down there, one we've never discovered? Now the bubble pops. Oh. They're in a huge chamber. But who's down here? Seawolf. It's yes. Seawolf. Spoiler.
Sorry that we couldn't pipe aboard. Sorry that we couldn't wait to be piped aboard.
No, what is that?
I
No time for formalities down. Wait, blah, da, 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 da. Always with the Irish. Oh my God.
Sorry that we couldn't wait to be piped aboard. No time for formalities down here, says Wolf Pack. What's his name, Mr. Wolf?
Seawolf.
Seawolf. I'll be brief. I'm known as the Seawolf. I can't bother with explanations. I can only talk business, and you will listen.
We don't really need an explanation, sir. You're under the sea.
Yeah, you don't have to apologize.
Like
yeah,
he's
got a giant wolf cape on.
And a giant W on his belt buckle and his cape clasp. His croissant.
His croissant?
Croissant pin.
He says, at this very moment, Captain, your gold cargo is being removed. Nothing else will be touched. Then you will be returned to the surface in a brand new bubble.
I got a brand new bubble taking me up to the surface of the sea.
He goes, just another crook, eh? But with a different gimmick. I don't know how you managed this, Seawolf, but I radioed your position. Help should be here soon.
Wrong! Radio waves cannot penetrate the bubble. Nobody heard your SOS calls, fool.
Wow, it's a plastic bubble that encases a ship and is completely immune to radio signals?
Yeah. And you know what else it blocks? Gold scent.
Shortly, you'll be on the way to the surface. If you contact the Sea Devils, give them my regards. I challenge them to hunt down the Wolf of the Sea.
Soon as the liner bobs to the surface again and the bubble pops.
Yeah, that liner wouldn't have just bobbed to the surface. If it had air in it, in the ship there, it would have jettisoned from the floor to the surface in a massive, massive speed that would have probably caused some sort of pressurization problems.
Yeah, I was going to say, do these people have to worry about the bends or anything?
Well, considering that they went down to the bottom of the ocean in a completely encased waterproof bubble.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Except they did enter into a layer underneath the sea. I wonder what the pressure is like down there.
Right.
I guess 7-year-olds don't think of that.
I don't know. Have you read this letter page of the Sea Devils? People are pretty astute, asking questions, very, very specific questions about scuba diving.
Oh, okay.
Now, get on the wireless, Ensign. Send an urgent message to the All Nations Underseas Lab HQ. Nobody can take over my ship like that and get away with it. Not long after, at the great underwater lab complex.
Luckily, Dane, there was an artist among the passengers on the liner. He drew the sketch you now hold, which was brought here promptly by the Coast Guard.
How did he draw the sketch? Was he far away from the ship?
Yeah, because the perspective is taken from a distance from the ship.
Right. This gigantic, mysterious bubble sure takes the Sea Wolf out of the ordinary crook class. Doesn't it, Sea Devils?
He says, huh, what about, who is this, Nuts is Biff?
Oh, Biff. Yeah, yeah, and what about that great big chamber beneath the seafloor? He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Who'd have the brains, not to mention the cash, to build a place like that?
The Sea Wolf, apparently, but that's your job to find out, Sea Devils.
What, are you their boss?
Who knows?
Besides,
this comic, by the way, this comic is really weird. We don't spend a very long time on each of these little episodes. It's like Pleasure Yacht, Jewels get stolen, develop the film, they take off. Okay, we'll never hear from these people again.
Right.
Right? Giant cruise ship, captured in plastic bubble, pulled down to the floor, gold taken, released back into the ocean, never heard from them again.
Right.
Right now we're missing jewels, we're missing gold.
Yep.
It's never resolved.
Right.
That bothered me about the story.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Well, the Sea Devils take off in their sea car? Is it a car? It's got wheels, but it's also floating under the water.
I don't know, but if they are selling them, I want one.
Oh, a special rescue craft.
I want one. It's got a gun. It's got four wheels. It goes underwater.
It's about the fastest thing in the sea and can dive down a mile.
Oh, I want one so bad.
Of course, doesn't take a genius to figure out why the Sea Wolf doesn't care if we know where his lair is. He's going to be waiting for us with a little surprise party. Now, Dane, who suddenly has brown hair after having black hair the whole issue, realizes that the only way they can play the Sea Wolf's game is to act like they're stumbling right into any trap he's got waiting for us. That's a twist. Dane, the wolf trapping the hunter.
So the Sea Wolf says, the Sea Devils, of course, are right. Because at that very moment, I'm sorry, that was the narrator.
Mm-hmm.
Boss, the Sea Devil's heading this way, just like you figured.
If you live long enough, friend, you'll learn that I... Oh, that's not good. You'll learn that I always figure correctly. Now let's be good hosts and shake hands with our visitors. Ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha, ha ha.
If you live long enough, friend, you'll learn that I always figure correct. Oh God, I just sound British. Well, I'm stumped.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Suddenly, two great mechanical arms emerge from the bottom of the ocean.
Not a beam? Nope, two giant arms.
Giant,
five-digit arms.
Yep.
Yeah.
Who would have expected big robot hands? Well, frankly, you should be ready to expect anything, Sea yeah. Devils. Things yeah. you've seen.
Yelps.
The robot hands take this rescue craft to start shaking it up like dice in a cup.
Then they electrocute it.
Yeah.
You think that, I mean, the way that the crackle and the bam and the power, you know, in the around them, surrounding them, you think uh-huh. they probably would be
dead,
screaming from pain, or or knocked unconscious.
Oh, uh-huh. they are knocked unconscious. Yeah.
Okay.
And the craft is dragged down, presumably underneath the surface of the ocean.
Then there's the spinning heads of the Sea Wolf and his mates.
Yep. Maybe they got too much shock treatment, boys. They kind of look dead.
Well, you dare suggest there was a miscalculation?
Yeah.
Impossible. This was perfectly calculated to within 1/1000th of a shock unit. Now in exactly 5 seconds, the Sea Devils will be completely revived.
5, Mississippi. 4, Mississippi. 3, Mississippi. 2, Mississippi. 1, Mississippi. They're awake.
Dane, we've
Yes, Judy, we've been trapped by the Sea Wolf.
But I wasn't going to say that. I was going to say we've been strapped onto this table.
They're not even strapped down. They're just laying there.
Well, they are. He says they're pinned down like butterflies on a thing. Butterflies on a board. Oh, that's the next page. But
now, he calls his henchmen cubs.
Oh.
What kind of comic is this?
Yeah, this is turned into a blue comic, hasn't
it? Now, my cubs, go to your quarters and stay there till I summon you. I wish to be alone with our captives, our guests.
But, boss, what if they get loose somehow? After all, they're the sea devils.
If I need your advice, dolt, which if I lived for 50 centuries, I wouldn't, I'll ask for it. Now, get to your quarters.
He backhands
this poor little cub. Like Joan
Crawford, right?
You know, she smacked someone in every movie she ever made.
Did she really?
Yes.
In every movie?
Well, there's a joke about it in, I think it's T for Two or something. It's Doris Day, and she's an entertainer on a cruise ship,
uh-huh.
Ironically enough. And Joan Crawford, playing herself, is a passenger on the cruise ship.
Uh-huh.
And someone walks up and says, excuse me, Miss Crawford, blah, blah, blah. And she just reaches up and smacks him, backhands him across the face. And she says, oh, I'm sorry. I have to smack people in every film I'm in.
Oh, he does. He bitch slaps that guy.
Afterward, alone with his helpless captives. All right, sea devils, let's get one thing straight.
I'm not.
Personally, I'd like to get rid of you here and now, but it's not up to me to determine your fate. You are pinned on the table like butterflies on a mounting board. But mere pins don't hold you. A thought force keeps you there.
What? What?
I said, a thought force keeps you there.
What?
It's a thought force. Can somebody smack her, please?
I would, but I can't move my arm.
The master makes all decisions, and believe me, they're very final. His is the greatest brain in the world in the entire universe. Oh ho, so Seawolf's not in command here.
No.
It's this mysterious master.
Is it Laura? Is that her name, Laura?
Judy.
Judy, she goes, she's just over there going,
what?
Everybody else is saying, just a minute, Biff. I'd like to hear more about the master. Better than that, I'd like to meet him.
No man besides me has seen what you are about to see, so be prepared, sea devils, for the ultimate in shockers.
See? Behind this wall, me rises... And
now I reveal the throne room of the master. Ah, but you can't see so well lying flat. I'll raise your table.
For a spectacular view.
What?
Now, sea devils, meet Master Man-Sheen.
What is he saying?
Man-Sheen, Judy. He said Man-Sheen. Get it?
Part That's man.
Part man, part machine.
But it's not actually anything man.
It looks like Computo, doesn't it?
Well,
you don't remember.
It is anthropomorphic. It does have what one could call
eyes and a mouth. Yes. It's just an overgrown computer, though.
What is that, Biff, who says, ha! Don't make me laugh, creep. That bunch of gears and circuits is just an overgrown computer. He just learned what a computer is.
This looks like the computer that my father had to be
feed
system admin on, which took all week to run payroll.
Oh.
But it was exactly this big.
Yeah, it did take up a whole floor, didn't it?
Yes. An overgrown computer indeed. Ha ha, you muscle-bound clod, and you certainly are muscly. Who would expect you to understand that Man-Sheen is an accumulation of 1,000 computers and is centuries ahead of today's science?
So it's a network.
Yeah, uh-huh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I hope he's got it tamped down against malware. Quiet, Man-Sheen is talking. Tick, 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 tick. Tick, tick.
What's that, Master? What are you saying? Ah, so I see. In his own special code, which I easily translate, Man-Sheen tells me how you plan to escape.
Great breakers, Dane thinks. That blasted machine must have read my thoughts. I was thinking of an escape plan. Probably the others were, too.
Now the hapless sea devils witness a startling scene as ghosts of themselves seem to rise from the table.
Look, Dane. Look what's happening. Look.
What?
Doppelgangers of themselves are rising out of their bodies and going to attack the sea wolf.
But they're all... The Mansheen has plans. Yes. Mansheen sort of seems to hit them with energy and...
Well, what they're seeing is a projection of their intended plans as shown to you by Mansheen.
Yes.
Now watch what happens when you rush me. Ha ha! Mansheen displays how he would defeat each of these attacks.
Biff gets a smack in the face with something. I don't know. A Metal Gear?
A fist of hard water, like Mara. Know.
Yeah. And then who is this?
Nikki.
Nikki's got
Nikki gets picked up by a fire lasso.
And they all get spun around like a tilt-a-whirl.
Yes.
Yeah. In some kind of crazy whirlpool. Judy's
just getting picked up. He says that she's going to get fed to the goldfish. She doesn't behave.
What?
Uh-huh. Ha-ha. Just an overgrown computer, eh? You've witnessed only a small sampling of Mansheen's fantastic powers. Now, you'll see something that'll raise goose pimples on your scuba suits.
Oh, Dane says, I've got to admit the sea wolf's really got us. What chance is there of getting out of this scrape?
Right.
I wonder what's coming up next. He really thinks that? I wonder what's coming up next. Well, I'll turn the page and see. Then, this comic.
What?
What the actual heck is going on in this comic? He's got them strapped down to a table, then he puts them in a glass bubble.
Yeah, like a Pope Mobile.
And takes them on a sightseeing tour.
Yes. You are going to see the sights. Get your grand tour. Mansheen is eager for you to view the results of his incredible work before you die. So classic villain mistake.
Mansheen has an ego.
Yes.
Yes.
Mansheen so wants to show off. Wants me to do a little bragging about him. Mansheen's operating units extend from miles beneath the sea's floor. Do you know who constructed all this awesomeness? Mansheen himself is the engineering genius. He started as a mere sprig of a computer, not much larger than a shoebox. His original purpose was to test deep-sea volcanic disturbances. Then, Mansheen began building onto himself and became larger and larger. He developed his own brain power far advanced beyond that of his human creators. Today, he rules the seas. Could this be the beginning of what I've long prophesized is the DC Comics Universe robot revolution?
Could be. Could be.
There's leading lots of directly to the great disaster. You know what I'm talking about, listener. Well, we'll have to see. Look at all this. Wow. Tick. 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 A machine controlling a vicious gang, secretly operating at the sea's bottom. Dane, this is too wild.
If my guess is right, Judy, we haven't seen half of it. And this time, kiddies, we're up against the most terrifying threat we've ever faced.
And we're trapped like fish in an aquarium. Bah!
Trapped for now, Biff. But we've got one chance. Mansheen is just a puffed-up braggart. He's liable to reveal some tiny bit of information that'll help us. Keep your eyes and ears open.
Kitties. Dane calls them kitties. Who was talking to us? We had a friend who had a kindergarten-age daughter. And the daughter would come home from school and talk about the kitties at her school. And she thought maybe they had a classroom pet or something.
I don't remember that.
And she talked about the kitties. And finally, I guess the mother went for take snack day or something and discovered that the kitties were a group of boys that the kindergarten girl was ordering around, making them do her bidding.
Oh, I do remember this, yes.
Adorable.
Yes.
Aren't kids something? They do the darndest things.
Next, the sea devils are moved into another eye-popping chamber. Notice that the vehicle that they're all traveling on is a mono-wheeled vehicle.
Yes. Here you see, in exact miniature, models of all the seas and of every ship that crosses above and below the surface. Mansheen's far-reaching emanating impulses can sense every departure, every schedule, every course, and every cargo. You know who else can do that? The United States Coast Guard, my friend. They track every ship in the sea.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm.
Now, consider this private sub attempting to sneak through the seas with a $10 billion cash transaction for a foreign bank. They think they're cozy and safe, huh?
Mm-hmm. Well, they're not. At any given point, Manchine sends out power-wrecking rays to strike the sub. And remember, Sea Devils, this very action is happening in real life to a real sub not many miles distant. So why does Seawolf have to go out in his wolf head sub if Manchine can do everything from here?
Well, Manchine can't retrieve the cash.
Why not? He can do everything else.
So, Kipper, what's his name? I should have written this down. I'm sorry.
Nikki.
Nikki says, "You killed the real sub crew, Seawolf. If I ever get my hands on you..."
"Silence, little tigerfish. The sub has merely been put out of action. It will sink to a safe spot where we'll later remove the gash from it. Meantime, let me show you more of the catches we'll make today. See this freighter? Its real counterpart contains a tricky safe considered positively breakproof. In that safe is considerable gold, which I can smell with the nose of my wolf-head submarine." Manchine not only detected the safe and the gold, but already has a method of breaking the break proof. I'll show you. Meantime, Biff, I'd like to get you into your cub uniform, and Nikki, when we get a few pounds on you, you'll be a fine henchman. Manchine designed this little mechanism to search out gold wherever it is. When in operation, its fantastically powerful beam can penetrate any substance known to science. Observe! Ha ha! That special break-proof metal broke like a dropped egg.
I think, so this beam hanging over the room hit the model of the ship and broke the safe on the
broke
ship?
Broke the shape. I guess it's happening in real life, yes.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Oh, and as the sea devils gape at the astonishing feat.
Dane, you were right. The sea wolf in all his boasting has shown us how to get out of here.
But how, Judy? How?
Just stand back. I'm about to treat the sea wolf to a big blowout.
No, Judy, put your top back on. Next instant, the safe busting mechanism again moves on its swivel, fires at the bubble in which the sea devils are trapped, busts it open, and out they pop. And start punching.
Fisticuffs a flying. Let's go, fools!
Sound the main alert. I'll have 50 men here.
This is a main alert, Wolfie pal. You've had it.
Pow. Manchine. That's the answer, of course. I'll trigger his emergency mechanism. Manchine will fix those sea devils. Blast them.
But just in time, Judy, realizing the counterplan, tosses a small sparkling object at Manchine's intricate control board.
Can a good trick work twice? It better. I've only ever had one good idea in my entire life. Normally, I'm an idiot.
Still again, the dependable safe buster turns on its swivel. And the awesome thing that was Manchine goes up in a deafening roar. I think they need to get the hell out of there.
And amid the debris that now litters the broken headquarters beneath the sea, Manchine has destroyed him or herself. Thanks to Judy's quick thinking, you see, when you showed us how that wrecker beam got through anything to gold, Judy attracted it with one of her golden earrings. The blast then freed us. Her second earring drew the blast to Manchine.
Dames, bah, he says.
Of course, ahem. I'll need new earrings, Dane dear. Get the message?
Well, she's lucky that the beam didn't blast them.
Take
off
her head off, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Dames, indeed.
I'll just attract that beam with a golden blob.
Cuts her head right off.
Judy's dead. Thank God. Well, that's the end. Now, Aquaman...
I've reached the end of my tea.
Aquaman did fight a villain known as Seawolf, but he was an actual wolf, like a werewolf that happened to swim in the ocean, and I believe he was a Nazi.
Of course.
What?
Did you hear that resonate through my
guitars?
I did.
What an echo. Yeah. Echo. Echo.
No, just do that.
Ooh.
Well done.
Listen to that. Are you going to play guitar tonight?
I am.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Dear Sea Devils, are you? Huh? On the letters page. Is it true that alcoholic beverages help keep the body warm during a dive? Yes.
Signed, the editors.
Is that it?
No, it's absolutely untrue, P.J. Smith of San Francisco, California. A theory that alcohol increases blood circulation and therefore builds up body heat. Maybe that's so, but alcohol combined with cold and underwater pressure will more likely cause shock and even severe paralysis.
Yeah, not good.
Also, you shouldn't dive when you're drunk.
True.
Because you'll take risks, like exposing your earlobe with your golden earring to a giant man-sheen.
Yeah. Dear sea devils, I know it's necessary to rise to the surface slowly when you've finished diving in order to prevent the bends. But just how long and how often are you supposed to stop on the way up? Ben Peterson, Queens, New York. Dear Ben, there's no set answer because the time needed for decompression, as this process is called, depends upon the time spent underwater. The U.S. Navy publishes a standard decompression table which gives precise instructions. If you follow this table, you'll never have to worry about the bends. The sea devils. I'm sure Ben Peterson in Queens, New York is doing a lot of diving.
Sure. I hope that standard decompression table is laminated so you can take it underwater with you and make notes on it.
You would probably not take the decompression table with you underwater. You would actually sketch out, like you could write on a little board or whatever. You would know how long you need to do that because you have pressure gauges on your wrist.
I've seen plenty of television shows, and I know that divers always have the laminated things down and with waterproof Sharpies that they write notes on to each other because they can't talk. They have to write like shark coming or...
So, you know, I grew up in Florida. And
yes.
I am a very, very good swimmer. Uh-huh. And I used to snorkel a little bit, but I never scuba dive. But I used to worry as much about getting the bends as I would about quicksand.
Did you go that deep?
No. I just, you know, was afraid of bends. You know, it was just like, oh, well, you know, I could get the bends, or got to be very, very careful about how deep you go because you don't want to come up too fast or whatever.
Right, like, I dove four feet down.
Educated myself on that. Well, you know, as a child, I used to just use my hands and go down and sit in the bottom of the pool all the time, as long as I could.
Till you got the bends?
No, just for fun. I'm quite a good swimmer.
Well, you should have written a letter to the Sea Devils to get all the information you need.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did I ever tell you about the time that in the winter we were living in Miami? My friend, I don't even know his name, because I wasn't even
some friend.
Six. I wasn't even six then. Well, we moved away too. So my apartment friend.
One of those.
We had a pool in the apartment complex.
Okay.
And so we took those little landscaping, smooth river rocks, and we would throw them into the pool.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it was cold, and we'd watch them sink down. Well, someone from the apartment complex told our parents that we were doing that.
Jesus.
So they made us come out and put our swimsuits on and dive into the cold, cold, cold water and retrieve all the rocks from the bottom of the pool as punishment. And we never did it again.
But
I think it was a proper punishment. I mean, it's Miami, how cold was the water, honestly.
But that was the day you learned the Pearl Fishers duet, wasn't it?
Yes. Nice one there.
You can find us on social media at GoGoCheckPod. You can also find us on our sister podcast, Nerd Orchestra, Nerd_Orchestra on Instagram. And you can find us right back here next week with issue number 2 of Plastic Man.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that.
Good for you. You're the one. Bye.
Mr. Wind, just keep us sailing.
Keep us sailing along.
In the sky, there's no curtain.
Yes, we'll have fun. So everyone, come on.
Hey, you on the ground.
You on the ground.
Take a look up and see what we found.
Nothing to tie us. Bluebirds come up to guide us.
When you're beside me, we can fly.